This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Brian Williams isn't going to be anchoring the NBC Nightly News tonight. He has taken himself off the air for the next several days, his words, while NBC sorts things out. The short-term Nielsen ratings haven't been kind to Williams and his broadcast. NBC News lost 36% of its viewers in key age groups Friday night. That's never a viable proposition for what one has to remember is a strategic investment for its corporate parent company, Comcast. Marketplace's Tim Fitzsimmons has more on the business realities of network news.
Here's a fact. Nightly newscasts are a bit past their prime. Gabriel Kahn is a journalism professor at the Annenberg School at the University of Southern California.
At their height in 1980, about 75% of all television sets were turned to one of the three nightly news broadcasts. It was an incredible market penetration.
Today, networks are struggling to attract new and younger viewers. If you watch a 30-minute newscast today, it's easy to see who their audience is. A third of that half hour might be commercials, and many are aimed at older viewers. Think arthritis medicine.
In many ways, it's the same audience that was watching the program 20 years ago. They're just 20 years older.
But that doesn't mean programs like NBC Nightly News don't have tons of viewers or aren't critical to networks' overall strategies. Kahn says the evening show is how they demonstrate that they're serious about news, and the evening anchors are the public face of that effort. Jesse Holcomb agrees. He's a senior researcher at the Pew Research Center.
And that's important for the brand, perhaps even more so than it's important for the bottom line.
He says the bottom line is important, too. Around 20 million people watch evening network newscasts each night, compared to around 3 million for cable news. For NBC alone, he says, that generates around $150 million a year in ad revenue. But let's go back to the brand. In NBC's case, Brian Williams himself. Hadass Gold is a media reporter at Politico.
He's very valuable to them not only because he has the number one nightly newscast, he's also valuable because he's considered a brand also outside of the news.
So what's NBC to do? One thing's for sure. Brian Williams' contract was renewed in December for an estimated $10 million per year. Breaking that would be messy and expensive. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.